Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg on Monday morning, first Monday in August. Whew, it's hard to believe, but here we are. And here is Brian Prowitz, who is our expert this morning from the Pensacola Expert Panel with ADX Digital Communications. Good morning, Brian.
Hey, good morning, Meg.
It's great to have you here on
Indeed.
Monday morning.
Thank you very much. Yep, happy to be here. I heard a great quote from Brad Paisley over the weekend. It said, every week has a weekend.
Okay.
So as you think about Monday.
All right, we're going to take a quick break here and check in with David Wayne on the plane that has landed, apparently, on I-10. David?
Sorry to interrupt this morning. I just wanted to give a quick update. I just got word back from the Escambia Sheriff's Office about this plane. Apparently, a flight instructor and a student had to make an emergency landing. And this is the plane that landed on I-10 eastbound between Davis and Scenic. Now, good news, Meg, no injuries, no damage to any vehicles. Miraculous emergency landing, really.
That's incredible. So it didn't crash.
It was not a crash, right? Yeah, they were.
I just saw a photo from the sheriff's office.
They were able to land with no damage, no injuries to vehicles.
Thank goodness.
And so that is the good news we've got there. And the sheriff's office says the roadway has been cleared of the plane, but I'm still seeing that big backup on our map. So hopefully that'll get back to normal here relatively soon. So anyway, back to you guys, back to your regular program.
Thanks, David. What's the area to avoid again as far as traffic goes?
Well, it's I-10 and it's between Davis and Scenic. It looks like we're seeing a traffic, at least a slowdown, possibly a backup to around the I-110 interchange. So if you're headed east, maybe just go around to Scenic and up to get on the interstate or something like that.
Okay, perfect. Thank you so much for that update, David. David Wayne with our news department here at News Radio 92.3, always keeping you informed. It's informative, local, and dependable. So thank you so much for that update, David. And this is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. Brian Prowitz is here today with ADX Digital Marketing.
Yes, indeed.
And we're talking about ways that you can help promote your business and just kind of a history of ADX Digital a little bit, because you've said it before. Why are we talking about this on a radio station?
Yeah, everybody kind of wants to know that question. Of course, ADX Digital is part of the ADX Communications family of radio stations. It's almost like we have a fifth radio station here. Of course, ADX Communications, famous for Cat Country, 98.7, News Radio 92.3, Sports Radio 99.1, and Pensacola Playlist 94.5, and ADX Digital Marketing. Why digital? It's because we already are experts in identifying and reaching audiences with some of the greatest branding and awareness they ever invented ever, and that is radio. And you just saw why radio is so important in the big picture of media, because what else is that live and that local? When you're in the car, what do? You flip on the radio in order to find out what's going on with the traffic.
Breaking news.
Breaking news, right? And so, and I want to say in a similar sort of way, digital can also find those people and provide branding and awareness or an offer or to direct people to the website to learn more about your company. So if right now, very good example, here's breaking news. I guarantee, because they do it without a backup and a traffic jam, people are on their phones while they're trying to figure out what's going on on the roadway.
If
they are in a particular bucket that we're trying to advertise to involving age and some demographic information, maybe income, even when it comes to how many kids they have, you can target people with your advertising, certainly when they're safely pulled over the side of the road.
Not when
they're actually
red line. That's right.
So the idea here is that ADX Communications specializes in finding and moving those audiences into action, and digital takes from branding and awareness all the way down to conversion, the process people go through between the time they learn that your company exists. They go through a process of learning more about what the competition is, or what are the services offered, and what's the price, and how reputable is your company. All that process leads to a buy, and digital targeted marketing can take them from that branding and awareness moment all the way down to the moment of purchase, because we are able to hit people all along that process with 19 different process, actually more than that now, because we got some new toys in the toolbox, which are super cool.
The thing that resonates the most with me, particularly as somebody that used to be involved with the Chamber of Commerce and working with small businesses trying to get their message out, what I really like about this is the specificity of it, the targeting, where you can really target the potential client or customer so directly. That's just, to me, really something else compared to traditional advertising where you kind of put it out there and you just hoped people would see it. Now you have the ability to target people right in their phones.
Yeah. Each radio station has its own audience. Mm-hmm. And so we know that. We know that an audience is made up, of course, of everybody across the entire board, 18 to 110-year-olds from all kinds of walks of life. But then news radio has a slightly different audience than Cat Country. Well, digital targeted marketing means you can find those people wherever they go on the internet. The days are gone of placing an ad in front of somebody, hoping that they see it, not knowing if they will, much to your point.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's, okay, this business wants to hit 35. Here's a great one for any home services, okay? Any roofing, HVAC, any of those things. You want the female homeowner of that location.
Right.
So we can target 30-plus female homeowners inside Escambia and Santa Rosa counties, for instance.
Geography. You can be that specific.
You can be that specific. Wow. And then we can choose the platform where, so that might be, let's run a Meta campaign only hitting that audience. Let's run streaming television on connected TV. How about YouTube? We have a lot of places where we can follow the people that you want to follow from an audience standpoint in order to get your message to them and move them to action. You, as a business owner, need to move to action by calling Jeff Wayne. This is how you get the process started. Give Jeff a call at 850-262-6000 in order to start talking about digital targeted marketing. We would love to sit down with you. One of the other basic things is it's not a very good idea for us to come in and meet with a business owner and start telling them about their business and about how they should advertise their business. What we want instead is to sit down and get to know your business, find out where your target audience is, and then start talking to you about how we're going to reach them. What are your offers? What is your business about? Those kinds of conversations need to happen before we can really get into, and here's how we're going to do it. And that's one of the things I love the most is getting to know a business owner and finding out what their plan is and where their audience is and a little bit about their history and background, because it all plays into the final decision about how and where we're going to target people in order to move them to action. So Jeff's the guy to get the conversation started. 850-262-6000 if you want to start talking ADX Digital Targeted Marketing.
All right. We'll be back with Brian Prowitz on Pep Talk in just a couple minutes, so don't go away. Welcome back to Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. I'm here today with Brian Prowitz, who is a ADX digital marketing consultant as well as a general marketing consultant for all of our radio stations. And just want to let folks know, if you're just tuning in and getting started on this August Monday morning, interesting development, but we've had a small plane has landed on the Interstate I-10 eastbound between Davis and Scenic Highway. So be aware of that and probably plan to take alternate routes for a while till they can get that cleared up. The good news, my understanding is that it's not a crash, it was an actual emergency landing, and that everything is intact. So, going from there, Brian, tell us all about ADX Digital Marketing.
Yeah, I wanted to hit just sort of some basics today, a little bit like Digital Marketing 101. And one of the questions everybody always asks is, how much does it cost, and how do I get started, and how much time does this take, and all that kind of a thing. So, a perspective here that is very important is, especially with a bigger company with locations in multiple towns. So if you cover a regional area and you want to try to advertise in all those different cities, it takes a lot of revenue to hit all the different marketing outlets.
Right.
Imagine if you wanted to advertise to people in Tallahassee. If your office, it doesn't matter where your office is, if your audience is in all the places throughout the state of Florida, you would need to buy probably radio and print and maybe some TV in those locations. And that's three or four buys inside one market.
Right.
Digital means you can purchase that one. You can buy basically one campaign and then geographically circle the places you want the target to go.
That's amazing. I just think that's amazing.
And I bring it up. I set it up a little bit. I could have done a little better job on the setup on this. My point is, if you're a smaller business, mm-hmm. and you don't want to advertise to every single person in a market, your target audience is smaller than the big city and the big DMA or the county.
Right.
We can get very small and target just people that go downtown, mm-hmm. just people that go to the beach. Geographically speaking, digital targeted marketing can get smaller and way more focused, which means if you're a small business, your budget can be maintained at a certain level, and it's not going to cost you $10,000 or $20,000 or $30,000 a month like some of these big advertising campaigns.
Right,
that's
right.
Where I was going with that.
But you also know that you're getting to the people that you specifically want to target, correct?
Yes.
That's the difference.
That's the difference for sure. And every month we can show you reports that show you how many times did your audience see this? What website were they on?
Mm-hmm.
What action did they take? Did they come to my website? We can also track, by the way, if they didn't click on the ad. Let's say they saw the ad on their phone and didn't click on it, but they come to your website anyway.
Right.
We can track that.
Okay. So then you can give us an accountability afterwards.
Yes.
That's huge.
So very specific, detailed information coming to you, not only just once a month, but actually we can give you access to your own dashboard so you can see the numbers yourself. So you can see how your pacing is and how the different pieces of creative are being responded to by your target audience.
Okay, well, we just got a text from one of our listeners who's listening in on this Monday morning. Brian sounds so smart on marketing. But yes, he is. I will echo that.
Thank you.
So how can I get help from his company, and how much does it cost to get a plan put together? I guess, how do you get started would be part of that question.
Well,
how much does it cost to do all of this?
Yes. First of all, you get started by a call to Jeff Wayne at 850-262-6000. 850-262-6000. Ask for Jeff Wayne. Say you'd like to sit down and talk about digital targeted marketing. Now, I would say that a good budget for marketing your business is $1,000 to $1,500 a month.
That's not too bad.
Which, depending on if you're a brand new business, that sounds like the end of the world. That is crazy mm-hmm. talk. And if you're a large business, the problem is we don't always want to just announce that number because it's so specific. If I were to go to a business that wanted to hit a huge geographic area, that budget's not going to cost. That's just not going to cover it. If you have a smaller, more focused target audience and area, that probably will do the trick, possibly. But mm-hmm. we need to sit down, and that's why it's important for us to talk about where's your audience, who's your audience, how do you want to reach them.
Mm-hmm.
And there are other moments where that budget could be adjusted, and so don't get too hung up on that. The value and the response and the power of digital that comes with that also makes it worth the effort and the time and the value.
Well, the initial consultation is free.
Yes.
So that's...
It doesn't cost you anything.
I mean, that makes a big difference. Sometimes you have to pay a fee to get what you need. But
yes.
That's not how it works.
It's also really important, too, that if you, listener who texted in, if you're talking to several digital targeted, digital marketing companies, because there are multiple, certainly, it is so important to have apples and apples, apples to apples. So even if... It just sitting down and getting educated a little bit, spending a little bit of time to focus with a variety of people to talk to you about this. There are some elements in there that are so important to ask and to know about, like, do I get reporting? What do your reports look like? Anybody you talk to should be able to show you a sample report of whatever it is they're talking about selling to. So, and things like this, it doesn't cost extra for the creative if we have to generate it. It doesn't cost extra for us to layer several different strategies or several different ways of targeting the audience, including using AI
mm-hmm.
to target people specifically, using all the demographic information. So, and that's not always true with everybody out there. Sometimes
right.
those extra layers end up costing extra scratch, mm-hmm. and it's not the case here. So these are important conversations to have. It is awesome to sit with a local business owner, learn more about their business, talk marketing, get strategic, start thinking about the rest of this year, for instance.
Right.
What's the plan for the fall? What's your plan for the holidays? Let's get strategic and very focused on that. Let's talk about the value that comes with the cost of a campaign like this and why it's so important to have a digital targeted marketing strategy for your business.
Okay. We're talking with Brian Prowitz with ADX Digital Marketing here on Pep Talk, always our expert panel, and he's an expert this morning on digital marketing, so you can always text in your questions at 850-437-1620. We'll be back right after the break. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. Be aware that there has been an incident on I-10. A plane has landed, believe it or not crashed, but landed on I-10 between Scenic Highway eastbound and Davis Highway. We'll have an update in just a couple minutes with our top of the hour news, but just want to make you aware so that you can, if you're just driving to work or lunch, you can use another route in the meantime. Brian Prowitz is here with us today as we're talking about ADX digital marketing and all the ways that you can promote your business this fall and in time for the holiday. Now's the time to start planning.
Oh boy, yeah. For the end of summer, for fall, for the holidays, right now is a great time to start strategically looking at your marketing, what you're doing, and how you're going to approach the coming rush. Make sure you're in all the right places. I wanted to go back to a thought for just a moment on what does this cost? So typically we are looking at, and it varies depending on the product, but you might be talking about 100,000 impressions a month. Impressions means, an impression is when that shows up on somebody's device in front of them. 100,000. A billboard is kind of like blasting out to everyone all the time. Everybody who goes by that, whether they're interested in your information or not. But a digital targeted marketing campaign is like handing a business card to 100,000 people or 100,000 business cards out in a month to your target audience. What would that be worth to you? Like, if you knew you could stick a flyer in the hand of 100,000 people that are interested in your product, that's worth something. In the geography you choose,
right?
Who behave the way that you know that's your audience. That's your customer.
Potential customer, that's your potential client, customer. Yeah.
That's kind of along the lines of the value proposition that we talk about with this. But the bottom line is we want to start with a conversation, get to know your business a little bit more. Give a call to Jeff Wayne, 850-262-6000, 850-262-6000. Love to have the conversation with you. Love to get started on this. Let's talk about digital strategy for your company using ADX digital marketing.
It sounds exciting to me. You've got to stay on top of it, from everything from AI and social media, but you have so many ways that you can reach out. There's so many strategies and products. It's really, I've learned so much from you and from everybody at ADX Digital. It's amazing what
and
you can do.
There's always something new, and there's always more to learn.
Okay.
But we want to get started with you right now, and this is the best time to start is right now.
All right, so what's that number again?
Give Jeff a call, 850-262-6000. 850-262-6000. Let's start talking digital targeted marketing.
All right, Brian, thank you so much. Great job this morning.